partner, tears of common love. Tears of common love. Da-da.
Zayna Wap Dean.
Da-da.
Imam Sajjad. Imagine being Zayna Wabedin. He witnessed a horror scene, something that you couldn't picture in your very worst dream. It was a night filled with screams, death and tragedy. His whole family became casualties. He couldn't even be in the jihad of his father. Imam Hussein was martyred, slain and slaughtered by Yazid. Ali Sajjad became Imam, the only man left who survived the storm. But he was held captive, transported to Damascus. They did all of this to the prophet's great grandson. The only weapon that he had was Dua. He did everything for the sake of Allah and lost everything on Ashura. He prayed so much, so he's called Sajjad. In a cell all alone, full of pain and sorrow. The proof of Allah and the hope of tomorrow.
Zayna Wabedin, is the tears of common love. Zayna Wabedin, is the tears of common love. Zayna Wabedin, is the tears of common love. Zayna Wabedin, is the tears of common love.
Zayna Wabedin is in Damascus, locked away. But the religion is saved, all because of Hussein. The family of the prophet is still locked in chains. Somehow, Abedin was able to bury Hussein. Ever since this day, his tears will flow. Tears of Karbala from these days of sorrow. But the Imam was patient and living in isolation, making supplication and every night I'm praying. The fourth Imam is the tears of Karbala. As he was suffering from sickness, he lost it all. The definition of Imam is the holy Imam. Every single action strictly for the sake of Allah. He taught the truth sooner, but they had to hide it. Had to practice in private, all because of these tyrants. You never really die when you go as a martyr. So every year I remember the 10th of Muharram.
Zayna Wabedin, is the tears of common love. Zayna Wabedin, is the tears of common love. Zayna Wabedin, is the tears of common love. Zayna Wabedin, is the tears of common love.
Sacrifice and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and the companions of Hussein. The light torch has been held on by Zainab, and the velayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib continues through Imam Zayn al-Abidin, who has used prayer as a way of fighting against oppression, to remind us all that we should continue to fight in the way of Hussein ibn Ali, for every day is Ashura, every land is Karbala. So let us pray for the advent of Imam Mahdi, who will come along with Jesus to the city of peace, Jerusalem, and lead us all to freedom. Allahumma kun liwaliyaka hujjatal ibn Hassan, salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaihi, fi hadhihi saati wa fi kulli saat, waliyan wa hafisan wa qaidan wa nasiran wa dalilan wa aina hatta tuskenahu ardaka tawhan wa tumittuhu fiha tawilan. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.